high above the city, on a tall column, stood the statue of the Happy Prince. He was gilded all over with thin leaves of fine gold. For eyes, he had two bright sapphires, and a large red ruby glowed on the top of his sword. He was admired far and wide, not least of all by the town councillors. One night, there flew over the city a little swallow. Seeking rest, he nestled himself at the feet of the golden statue. But just as he was putting his head under his wing, a large drop of water fell on him. How curious, thought the swallow. For there was not a single cloud in the sky, and no sign at all of rain. The swallow looked up and saw that the drop had come from the eyes of the statue of the prince. Tears were running down his golden cheeks. "Why are you weeping?" asked the swallow. And the prince looked down at the little bird and replied,
"From my place here in the sky, I can see for miles around. See the sadness and the poor here with their crying, hungry sounds. And I wish now I could change things. I could help all those I see. With my jewel here, on my sword here, I could end some misery."
"Far away," continued the statue, "there is a little street and a poor house. One of the windows is open, and through it I can see a woman seated at a table. Her face is thin and worn, and her hands are sore and red. In a bed in the corner of the room, a little boy is lying ill. He has a fever, and he is crying. Swallow, little swallow, will you be my messenger and bring them the ruby from my sword?" The swallow felt sorry for the prince in his sadness, and so took the ruby from his sword and flew out across the city. The swallow flew and cut the air, saw the city far below, through the night taking flight to the place the prince had asked him now to go. The mother saw a ruby bright laying upon a chair. Full of joy, her little boy would now be cured with the nurse's love and care. And all because of a statue of a prince. The next day, the prince called again to the swallow. "Swallow, swallow, little swallow, far away across the city, I see a young man leaning over a desk covered with papers. He's trying to finish a play, but he's too cold to write anymore, and his hunger has made him faint. Shall I take him another ruby?" asked the swallow.
"Alas, I have no ruby now," said the prince.
"But my eyes are made of rare jewels. Pluck one of them out and take the jewel to the young man. He will sell it to buy food and firewood, and then can finish his play." And the swallow did as the prince commanded, and dropped the jewel into the hands of the young writer as he slept. The next night, the prince saw more unhappiness. In the square below, he saw a little girl trying to sell matches. She had no shoes or stockings, and her little head was bare. The prince asked the swallow to pluck out his other jeweled eye and take it to her. "I cannot do that," the bird replied. "It will make you quite blind." "Please, do as I ask," said the prince. And the swallow took the jewel of the prince's eye and flew out across the city. The The swallow flew and cut the air, saw the city far below, through the night taking flight to the place the prince had asked him now to go. A stretching arm, a frozen hand, the jewel fell into her palm. Sheer delight, hope in sight, at the glass she laughed, her heart now light and calm. And all because of a statue of a prince. Then the swallow came back to the prince. "You are blind now," he said, "so I will stay with you always." And the swallow fell asleep at his feet. The next day, and for the many weeks to come, the swallow would fly over the city and tell the statue of all the misery he saw there. "I am covered with fine gold," said the prince. "You must take it off, leaf by leaf, and give it to the poor." So the swallow picked off the leaves of fine gold and took them out across the city as the prince had requested. And though the once golden statue now began to look dull and grey, he was happy with the work they had done.
"From my place here in the sky, I can see for miles around. See the sadness and the poor here with their crying hungry sounds. And I see now I can change things, I can help all those I see. With my gold here that all shines here, I can end more misery."
All the gold had gone. The statue was bare and dirty, and the mayor of the town thought it looked too shabby to stand above his great city. So he pulled down the statue and sent it to be melted in a furnace. But for all the heat in the fire, they could not melt the lead heart of the prince. And if you were to ask any wise person what were the two most precious things in that whole city, they would tell you of a swallow and a prince.
"Such precious things are rare indeed, so think of the tale I sing. Be aware, you must care, nor the good they brought to us upon a wing. And all because of a statue of a prince. And all because of a swallow."